With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. It was a mortar round that shut down a section of Deer Run Road in Leamington yesterday. The OPP closed the road around 10:30 between Mercia Road 21 and 19. The Department of Defense picked it up and the road reopened before 5. The round dates back to the 1950s. The town of Tecumseh is going to put naloxone kits in some of its town facilities. Councillors agreed to launch a 2-year pilot project in partnership with the Ontario Naloxone Program. They'll be on fire trucks, too. Between 2020 and 2023, there were 20 calls in Tecumseh for suspected opioid overdoses, and naloxone was administered 11 times. Windsor police have a suspect in custody after a woman was sexually assaulted during a break-in on Monday night. Police haven't released the suspect's name because the two do know each other. She was taken to the hospital. The suspect was arrested on Highland Avenue and is charged with sexual assault with a weapon and break and enter. Meanwhile, a 22-year-old man has turned himself over to police after a case of identity fraud last November. Windsor police started investigating when a man used a fake name to apply for a credit card. In December, the man went to a bank, registered the card, and then maxed it out. He faces 3 counts of fraud and 1 of impersonation. Ontario leadership candidate Bonnie Crombie says if she's elected premier, her party would introduce a new policy that doesn't have an economy-wide carbon price. She told Global News it would still hold polluters accountable. Right now, Ontario doesn't have a carbon price for heavy emitters. The federal carbon tax goes up to $80 a ton on April 1st. Tourism Windsor Essex Pelee Island expects a busy day during the solar eclipse next month. CEO Gordon Orr says it's put together a guide.
Over 5 wineries all have different packages available, and the Windsor River Cruises through Mikasa Bay is sailing out of Amherstburg, and they also have a ticketed event. There are a number of family events, either at John R. Park Homestead or Hillman Marsh.
Niagara Falls anticipates a record-breaking turnout on April 8th. It'll be the first time in 2 centuries a full eclipse will be visible in the region. Coming soon, a new star in the night sky. Astronomers expect it to appear sometime between now and September. The nova will happen in the Corona Borealis or Northern Crown constellation. That's about 3,000 light years from Earth. CNN says a red giant there is unstable and heating up. Its outer layers will land as matter on a white dwarf star orbiting it. And did you ever go on the Extreme Sky Flyer at Canada's Wonderland? They're retiring it this year. That's the one where riders are lifted in a harness 47 meters high before they freefall. The Toronto Star says it's getting a new water slide instead. The park opens on May 3rd. The Leafs fell to the Flyers 4-3, while the Wings beat the Blue Jackets 4-3 in overtime. The Jays lost to the Orioles 13-8 in spring training, while the Tigers and Phillies went 0-0. Bit of a mixed bag today, with showers or flurries today and windy. We'll get up to 3. Might get flurries tonight, windy again and -4, and sunshine tomorrow morning, then sun and cloud, and up to 2. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.